Okay, we're going to start. Frank is going to take the mic real quick here. He has a couple of things.
During the break, it was pointed out to us that there was some ambiguity. Yeah, during the break, it was pointed out to us that there was some ambiguity as to which individuals, whether they were members or not members, were voting on that last motion. So I'm making a motion that, in the interest of clarity, we quickly have a hand vote to ensure that we are voting properly and that members are voting to accept the Constitution with amendments. And
we want to make sure that the people that voted are actually members.
Madam President?
Yes?
I would agree, except for the fact that if we had had any nay votes, I would agree with that. The fact that it was unanimous, I don't think would really matter, because that means that all members definitely voted yes.
There's no second, so the motion does die.
Melanie is not in the room yet.
Okay, and this is Frank, and I have one more motion, and that is simply that in the interest of getting our voting done and releasing our monitors, our vote assistants as quickly as possible, I move that we move item nine elections up to the current position so we can address that immediately.
We have a second on that motion.
Second.
Charlene put the motion in.
I seconded
Frank,
it.
The motion was that we move nine up, the elections up, so that Ed and them could go do something. So, is Nellie back?
Yes.
She's here. She's coming. Okay, so we're going to move the elections up, and yes. Oh, gift. No. The first one did about the vote. Yeah, and we are the motion that we have on the floor about moving the votes, the election up. Do we vote on that one?
Yes.
Okay, so we did. Okay. So we're going,
yes, madam.
We are now opening up for elections, and the first one on the slate is going to be president.
Madam President,
I wish to nominate Frank Welty for the position of president of GDUC. This is Nellie Emerson.
Second.
We have a nomination in a second. Call. I know, Margie, let me do this. Are there any other nominations?
I move the nominations be closed.
No. Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations?
I move that the nominations be closed and that we accept Frank Welty by acclamation.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Aye. Just because I feel like saying aye. I'm only kidding. I just said I'm kidding. Okay. We have the next position. We'll.
Yes.
Okay.
Here. Say something. I'm sorry.
I think nays or extensions.
Do we have any nays or abstentions? Okay. Frank has one. Give me the mic.
Thank you, folks. Thank you, folks. I know we have a lot of work to do. I'm excited to be involved in doing what I can to help rebuild this organization. I have some very big goals, and I think by working together, we can really make a lot of people excited about GDUC.
Okay, the next position up would be Vice President.
Madam President.
Yes.
I nominate Margie Donovan for vice president. This is Charlene Ornelas.
That was Okay. Frank second the nomination of Margie Donovan as vice president. I'm sorry. Frank did. Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations?
I move nominations be closed and Margie be elected as vice president by acclamation.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Any abstentions? Margie wins by acclamation.
Ma'am, you're doing a great job. Thank you, GDUI members. For those of you that read my GDUC, I'm sorry. Okay, wait a minute. Jeff said ACB last night. We
would accept you in GDUI, though.
Thank you, GDUC members. And as you know, if you read what I put on our listserv, really my heart is in this organization, and I am really committed to hearing our members and moving this organization forward to doing the vital work that it needs to be done. And I'm looking forward to working with Frank. I think we'll be a great team. Thank you.
Thank you, Margie. We are now opening the elections for secretary.
Madam President.
Yes, Mr. Metz.
I would like to nominate someone who's been involved with GDUC forever and ever and knows a lot of our history, and that is Charlene Ornelas.
Okay, there is a nomination. Charlene has been nominated, and there is a second. Vita seconded. Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? Excuse me. Are there any other nominations?
Nominations be closed and that we accept Charlene Ornelas by acclamation.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Abstentions? Charlene Ornelas wins by acclamation.
I would like to thank everybody for their support, and I look forward to doing the job, and I do have the computer access and the knowledge. I hope if people didn't recognize me, because I don't know that everybody knows me, I did place on the listserv a little background of myself and my qualifications. Thank you.
It's better if I don't do it. The next position would be up for election is treasurer. One-year appointment.
Madam Chair,
yes. She is a member. Judy, yes?
Madam Chair, I nominate the Universal Treasurer, Vita Zavali.
I need a second.
Yeah. Somebody had a good time with it last night.
And we need a second. I need a second. Charlene Ornelas, second. Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations?
Move nominations be closed and then Vita be elected by acclamation.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? No extensions? Extensions, listen to me. Extension, whatever. I couldn't get that one out. Abstentions.
I'm very happy to be Universal Treasurer. Thank you so much. And I'm taking on the Treasury at a tough time, but I promise you, I'm a good computer user, so I will keep very accurate records. You may ask for a Treasury's report at any time. It is your organization. Thank you.
Okay, the next position is the 2-year board seat.
So,
yes.
I would like to nominate Lynn Coates. I'm sorry. Lynn Coates for the 2-year board seat.
Second.
Are there any other nominations? Oh, I'm sorry. Ken Margie nominated and Ken second. Margie Donovan, Ken Metz. Okay. Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? I have one more. Are there any other nominations? Now, Margie.
I move that nominations
All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Any abstentions? Lynn wins by acclamations the 2-year board seat.
Thank you. And as I said in my statement of candidacy, I am open to speak with any and all members, including dogs. And that's me. And I just like to thank you all for your support.
Okay, we have one more board seat. This is a 1-year seat. Are there any nominations for the 1-year seat? Yes, Vita.
I nominate David Jackson for board seat.
I need a second. Vita nominated David and Judy second. Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Any abstentions? Okay, Margie moved and Charlene second. Okay, David, you want to say something?
Hello, Madam Chair. I just wanted to suggest that you might want to point out, I don't think I heard anyone point out, that the officers, some of them are 1 year and some of them are 2 years also.
Right?
So that the board, so that from now on that they'll be staggered. Implied, but not specifically stated.
Okay, so I want to thank Vita for nominating me, and I am looking forward to doing this. I feel that my expertise is helping with membership. I'd like to see this organization grow to its former and perhaps exceed that. I would really like to see our group really, I'm eating it. Anyway. So I want to thank everybody, and I'm looking forward to doing this. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you. I need to make this announcement real quick. The president's position is 2 years. The vice president is 1 year. The treasurer is, the secretary is 2 years. The treasurer is 1 year. Lynn is two, and the other board is position is, and David is one. Okay, so the next thing on the agenda would be the report on the spring resolution, and that would be from Ken Metz. And you got very fast.
Oh, this is going to be fast because I'm...
Roger, hand him the microphone.
Thank you, sir. All right, I am going to do it fast because basically we are going to do everything we can to work with the State Board of Guide Dogs. They have given in to some of the requests that we put into, that we have asked of them. We're working for anonymity when it comes to, we're trying to get that done where the trainers do not have to, well, let me change that. Where the trainers or the schools would have to get permission from any students or graduates. Before their names or addresses can go to the state board. We're working towards that in the form of a resolution that you will hear tomorrow, as a result of the task force that Mitch Pomerantz was in charge of. Several of us got together, and we worked out some of the details. We're also working to make sure that we can aim towards allowing guide dog schools from outside of California to be able to come in here for a two-week maintenance period without necessarily having to be licensed in California. That is something we don't know how well it's going to be accepted. I would have to say those are the major points, I think, of what we're trying to do. We want to make sure that any students or graduates in California also have all the knowledge available as to arbitration procedures that they can utilize the State Board of Guide Dogs for the Blind for if they're having difficulties with the schools here. And there are a few other things, again, that you will hear tomorrow. I don't want to take the time to go into the entire resolution because I don't have the entire resolution. Those, I'd have to say, are the main points. Now, the only thing I will tell you is that with the bill that passed, the State Board of Guide Dogs is, they did get through the sunset. They're in effect until 2018. The sunset will come up again in 2017. Okay. As of right now, we will work with the board and do everything we can. If, in fact, they do not follow some of the requests that we are putting in our resolution as far as anonymity, as far as getting permission from graduates and everything else, then we'll face it at that time to see whether or not we can continue to support them in 2017 when the sunset comes up. That's basically what I can tell you for now. Listen tomorrow morning for the full resolution.
Madam Chair.
Yes.
Real quick, as a point of history, as you heard in the notes from the spring, there were two resolutions that GDUC was considering. In fact, both resolutions did actually go to the floor of the membership. And at that point, the membership took ownership of the two resolutions, and it was requested, it was tabled, actually, and decided that a task force would be created to combine the resolutions, and that's what occurred.
And it went to the CCB membership, not
yes,
GDUC.
It went to the CCB yes. membership. Thank you.
Okay. Madam Chair, we have to
move on. Madam Chair, I move that GDUC endorses the task force version of the Guide Dog Board resolution that will be presented at this convention.
Okay, we can. We are voting to accept to back the resolution that will be read tomorrow. The one that was combined into two.
No,
the two that was combined into one. I'm sorry. Yes.
Yes, I didn't hear you, Mike.
Just for the record, I seconded, Margie seconded Frank's motion. And I will say that I know not all of you were there last night, but many of us were in the Resolutions Committee meeting last night and heard it, and there's many of us who worked on this task force that's in this room, so I feel very confident if this assembly would vote to support that resolution, I think you will see it on the floor tomorrow as a very, very excellent compromise.
It took the two resolutions and formed one great resolution out of it.
There was a motion. We are voting. Margie seconded. Frank made the motion. All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Abstentions? Okay, I'll get this out later. Okay. Thanks. Now, the next thing on the agenda would be the listserv, and that's me. The listservs are up and running. If you want to join the listserv, send me an email with your email address, and I will add you to the list. Next item. It's for members only. It is, if you want to join the list and you're a member of GDUC in good standing, I'm sorry. Yes, but okay, the next item on the agenda would be the topic of today's luncheon, and that's me again, woohoo. The topic of today's luncheon is we are calling it Happy Tales, and it's letting every member at the luncheon, they have he asked me to speak on it on the agenda, I'm sorry. Lynn is going to be running it at the luncheon, but I am speaking on it. There's Lynn and Ken, and it is letting everyone tell one story about their dog, a happy tale. Next thing on the agenda. Okay, the next one is Frank and Margie, and I'll let them introduce it.
Okay, I'm going to give a brief overview. I'm going to give a brief overview of this issue, and then I will let Margie speak to it. It was discovered sometime in September, that an individual or individuals, without the knowledge of this organization, submitted an application for incorporation with the Secretary of State's office for the name Guide Dog Users of California Incorporated. Our Constitution, both the previous Constitution, which we just updated, stated that a person could not use the name of Guide Dog Users of California without the permission of the President. And, of course, the President, being Pam Metz, did not give any such a permission. So we have put together a resolution that has been submitted to the CCB Resolutions Committee for consideration, and they are working on it, which would call on CCB to recognize this organization right here as the legitimate Guide Dog Users Affiliate of California, bearing the name Guide Dog Users of California, and letting appropriate stakeholders know that fact, that other organization, if it comes to be, is not, and calling on the people trying to create this other organization essentially to cease and desist, to either withdraw their application or to turn the resulting corporation over to the rightful bearers of that name, namely us. And the Resolutions Committee is going to be working on it, so we don't know the exact final form. And I'll let Margie speak to that.
I would just say that there are many of us up there until 2 o'clock in the morning working on it last night. And the rewrite will be done tonight. So if you want to go to resolutions after the general session and really hear it. But I mean, after the banquet, God, it's already Saturday. So it happens staying up till 2 in resolutions. But I really think there's a lot of potential issues with this. We've owned this name since 1973. Unfortunately, we have not been incorporated since 1983. So legally, they could do that. But in our bylaws, in our Constitution, they clearly knew that they were taking our name. And at least one of these individuals, we believe there to be more, but at least one of them is very aware of what they are doing, and They are members of the CCB, and we have asked in the resolution for the CCB to take appropriate disciplinary action. We do not know who others involved are. We happen to know one because of the address, the residential address matches that individual's name. No, I'm not going to say. and they have 90 days from September 11th to submit their constitution, bylaws, and their officers to the Secretary of State's office. We are hoping that in the interim with this resolution, which is a fairly strong resolution, that we will get them to withdraw, and if not, if withdraw their application. I will let you know that if their intent was to not undermine us as an organization, they could have called themselves anything else other than Guide Dog Users of California. And that is very misleading to the public for fundraising purposes. And they violate, some of these people may well be members of GDUC, and they violated our constitution. And I think it's something that people need to take very, very, very seriously. This is the ongoing kind of undermining that's been going on that we as a board have worked so hard to move away from that. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Margie and Frank. The next thing on the agenda is the standing committees, and again, that's Frank.
Well, especially as an organization, you know, now that we're having annual conventions, although we will still continue to have regular, we will have phone meetings as well. But the fact is that as a statewide affiliate, it is critical that we have committees that are effective. And I'm going to read you the list of committees that are called for. Oh, we did. But I want to make a couple comments about who so far is interested. Pam is interested in being involved in the advocacy. I've asked Ken Metz to continue as chair of the Constitution and Bylaws Committee. We're still looking for people for fundraising and legislative committee and member. And I've asked David Jackson to assist with the membership committee. Nominating committee haven't thought about yet, or public relations. I have asked that Nellie Emerson chair our publications committee. One goal, and she has accepted, one goal I have is that as much as possible, I want to find committee chairs who are not on our board so that they can focus on the task. While we will have, I expect to have board liaisons on all the committees, but I want that chair to be able to really focus and not have other distractions from that piece of the job that we have to do. So I will be contacting other folks to be on committees, and I won't be passive. I won't just wait for somebody to call me and say, I'd like to be on a committee. I'll take the initiative, and my goal is to get committees up and running fast. And my highest priorities, I think, are getting membership recruitment going and getting publication of the forward updated. So we're going to move forward. I welcome ideas. I welcome volunteers. I welcome people you want to volunteer, even if they're not here. So by the key to our success is going to be the hard work of our committees. There's no doubt about that. Question?
I'm coming. Hang on. I gotta undig myself from a dog. Okay. Hang on. Wait.
Are you as blind as I am? Thank you. It's Vivian Younger, and I was wondering. I thought I was. Oh, okay. There we are. Okay, I'm Vivian Younger, and I was wondering. Do we have access to all the people who have guide dogs in California? You know, as far as like our own members, right? As right now, that's been registered, not here, but I mean, just
right,
in general. Okay.
This is Vida. We did. Yes, we can get a roster from the office. We did at one point have over 100 members. So, yes, we are planning on contacting actually all of those members if we can, but we recognize that phone numbers may have changed, email addresses may have changed. So now this is this is you know, when GDUC had this roster, the I guess what I'm trying to say here, I wanted to make very clear that the office did not give us the roster. GDUC owns this roster. I want to make that clear, because CCB did not give us the addresses and phone numbers and so forth. GDUC had this, and we owned it. Thank you.
I would. It's Margie, and I would like to say, all of us in this room, if we walk around this convention, there's a lot of handlers that are no longer members, and I would really like to encourage all of us. And I know that during the luncheon today, Vita and I will be taking accepting new members' dues. But it's really our organization, and it's really up to all of us to get these people who are out there very involved to join us.
Help us
revitalize. Yeah, so let's all do it.
Yes, yes, Mr. Metz. Wait. No, he was after you. He was after you, yes.
I'm going to ask Vivian. I think her question actually, and Vivian, tell me if I'm right, was your question, though, do we have access to knowing who the guide dog handlers are all in California? Was that your question? Oh, to this organization. We do have that. And Madam President,
No.
I mean, we have just our current roster, but we may be able to get one of the old membership lists. So, okay. But there's one other point of things we need to do, Madam President, unless you have it on there. We need to, according to the Constitution we just voted on, we have to vote for a delegate, an alternate delegate for the spring 2014 convention.
Good call. You caught it.
We have to vote on a delegate. That's the spring convention.
That would be under new business.
For the spring convention, Vita. For spring, that would be under new business. What's the next item? That's also new business. So we'll go, you know what? We'll go to, new business. Because we can.
Madam Chair.
Yeah, can I say new business first?
Yes,
okay. I know, I'll give Margie the mic. Before
I got the
mic. Oh, see, she got it already. But we are on new business.
Fellow GDUC members. Oh, sorry. Fellow GDUC members, I'm going to make a motion. And it breaks my heart to make this, and once, if there's a second, I'll be happy to address more of why I'm making this motion. I would like to move, which is legal under our newly adopted constitution, that this affiliate withdraws its membership from GDUI. Now, that having been said, I will say why I made that motion. Many of our members have not been able to reap the benefits of GDUI. For example, we've heard from many of our members they're not getting paw tracks. Many of our members have been kicked off of all the GDUI lists. There's a lot of things going on in GDUI that we are paying dues for, and our membership are not reaping the benefit. Now, that being said, if this organization chooses to do that, which I strongly encourage, it does not preclude anybody from joining GDUI directly. I happen to be a life member. I'm not withdrawing. But I think we need to make a loud and clear statement. I will also say for the record that if we choose to do this, we are not the only state affiliate. There's been other state affiliates that have already done this. Mm-hmm. And until GDUI looks at us and respects us as a member of their organization and starts providing all of our members with our benefits that we are entitled to as members, I think that this organization needs to move to vote to withdraw our affiliation. Thank you.
May I make a comment?
No, wait, excuse me. I was going to say, is there any... We have a motion and a second on the floor.
I want to add something to her motion, if I can, really friendly. That in as we withdraw, that we also notify Gadui why we're resuming.
Yes. Is there any other discussion or comment?
Yes. One of the other, I think, crucial benefits is the ability to vote. And I don't know about any of you. I was not able to vote this year. I requested twice for my ID and had never received it. So unfortunately, it's truly unfortunate because they you know, GDUI has certainly made a difference. But so anyway, I support the motion.
We have any more discussion on this?
Yes, I want to be informed properly, so this is what this is Vivi. Whoa, sorry Hold about still. That. Shall we dance? Okay, I just want to be, I haven't been involved for some time as far as, you know, different affiliates and all of that. So with respect to this one, so GDUI is supposed to be giving us access to, they're supposed to be providing support, and that's what the problem is. Do I understand that?
The problem is, and this is Pam Metz, chair, the problem is that GDUI has chosen to drop people from the listservs and block. They have chosen to not supply people with ID numbers to vote, so they have taken away that ability that they have as due paying members of GDUI. They have not sent the paw tracks to any of these people, and they have requested this time and time again. They're ignoring us, and there are other things, but those are the main ones.
So,
and there are more.
If I may, madam?
Yes, you may.
Simply put, I'll draw an analogy. We are all CCB members. And if CCB chose to not allow us to vote because we're members, or CCB quit sending us the blind Californian because we're members, that's basically what GDUI has done with many of our members. I will also say publicly, it is my firm belief, it is my firm belief that some of the GDUI board, one of the members on the GDUI board is an active member who has incorporated to take GDUC name. And there are other members on that board, I can assure you, I don't have 100% proof yet, that is involved in this process on the GDUI board. And that they clearly have chosen to allow their board members to undermine us as an organization and respect us.
And they've done it publicly. And they've done it on the listservs.
And they've done it publicly on the listservs and put it out there and in the... Yes, Mr. Let her bring you a mic.
Let me say on the positive side that when things straighten out on the national level with GDUI, we can always request to be re-affiliated, just so that people realize that giving this up does not mean it has to be a lifetime.
We should put that in our life.
Exactly, yes.
Our intentions are to be inclusive, and we have to have the respect.
We need everybody to stay on the mic. We're recording it, and it's going to make it really hard for...
Madam Chair.
Oh. Yes.
Sorry.
Oh, okay.
I yield to Vivian.
So the bottom line is that in the letter that we indicate that we want to be inclusive, but we don't want to be excluded because of lack of respect. And that's the bottom line here. I think it's really sad that this is even going on because we're all supposed to be for the common good.
Right.
And that really kind of disturbs me. But anyway, I don't want to go on because I know we're probably short on time.
This is Frank, and I will not argue with any of the things that have been said here so far. I have one small concern. I'm still debating in my head whether that's a deciding concern or not, and that is whether disaffiliating ourselves from GDUI at this time will make it any harder for us to retain the name of that, of the incorporated organization.
Vita called for the question. Vote.
Our eyeballs are gone.
Yes.
Okay. Remember also, if you have a gold name tag, that you're eligible to vote on this. If you don't, please don't vote. A gold one. A sticker. If Ed, it's a paper. Ed gave people a name tag when they came in.
No, let's get this done.
For those who are on the roster as.
Okay, we need to get this done. Okay. All those in favor of disaffiliating with GDUI, stipulate by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed. One person. Any abstentions? We have a pass. Who
said no? Linda? No. Okay, Linda. Okay. Different Linda. Okay.
Who said no for the record?
Oh, okay. I just wanted to make, what I'm doing is making sure that the person who said no is a member.
A member of GDUC.
The name of the person does not belong in the minutes. It's a voice vote. I was only confirming that it was an appropriate no.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes.
I know who it is now. I won't even say. But that person has a gold tag.
So we have voted to disaffiliate, and we will sit down and to disaffiliate, and we will sit down. Didn't I say disaffiliate? I said disaffiliate. Yes.
I need to make a related motion, and this is somewhat housekeeping. I move that we direct the Constitution and Bylaws Committee to prepare changes to our Constitution in line with our new status, our Constitution and Bylaws, and to be ready to present those at our next meeting.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Any abstentions? Okay, next item. Thank you. Yes, we did. Yes, Vita.
Since we're really having difficulty with time here, one of the items that when we updated the CCB board on our status, we said that we would have board meetings every month up until December, at which time we decide if we needed to still have them every month. They are open board meetings. But we also said we'd have one more telephonic membership meeting this year. I suggest that any new business that can be deferred until that membership meeting, that we please move it. Including the delegate and alternate delegate, the program for the next spring, next spring.
Madam Chair, let me quickly read through the main items remaining on the agenda. The first one is the topic for this discussion of topics for the spring 2014 convention. The next thing after that is topics for the spring luncheon. Next thing after that is any additional new business. A couple more things here is scheduling upcoming meetings, And then, that's not on the agenda, it would be, is the matter of selecting our delegate and alternate delegate to the spring CCB convention.
Okay. Vita made a motion, and I need a second on that motion, please.
I'll second the motion to get it going. Yeah, anyway, I'll second it.
Okay.
Yes.
I am. Ken, you're the Constitution Chair.
I'm coming.
Okay, I'm just saying if I would assume we could vote to override the Constitution for this particular issue and have, as long as we're going to have a meeting prior to the spring convention, I would personally agree that we could do that telephonically. But I just want to make sure that we know that we're, you know, because in the Constitution just now, we said we would vote at the fall, Well, actually, we said telephonic would be for that thing, so we could do it. Never mind. I was wrong.
It's okay. It's okay. I'm trying to rush and remember everything that everybody is saying. So we will vote to defer the delegates and all everything else that's on this agenda to the next meeting.
Yeah, because we're going to meet once more.
Do we want to do it in a month? Can we do it in a month? That would be November. We've been doing them on Tuesday? The second Wednesday? Yes.
The 13th is a Wednesday.
On the listserv. It's November 13th.
Wednesday.
So we will schedule it for November. Yes. And does that work for everyone? And it will be at...
No, it doesn't. I work 2 days a week. I work on Thursdays and Wednesdays. Or Tuesdays and Wednesdays.
But we have
I do retire in December, but that Wednesday I will be working and not near a computer and have only my cell phone access. That's fine.
Okay. We are going to schedule this meeting for Thursday, the 14th of November I'm looking at 7 p.m. I will send my conference number out with the code and it will be on the 17th, the 14th of November. I'm sorry. Is everybody in agreement?
Yes.
Okay. Now we have to get ready for lunch.
Madam President.
Yes.
Very quick.
It is.
It's extremely important. It really is. I want to give a big thanks to the board, but also to Roger and Judy for all the work they have done to make sure that our suspension was lifted, to make sure that we were in compliance with all that was required. And those two worked extremely hard with our board to really make this happen today. And I want to say thank you.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
Quick announcement.
Yes, go ahead.
I need a microphone. Yes. We're recording. Thank you, darling. For those that would like to pay dues, Vita and I will be here for another 10 minutes.
And we're right over here at this table.
Thank you. No, we love members.
It's on the table, Vita. I can't reach any further.
I'll pass it.
Okay, with the new constitution, keep in mind, and we did this because CCB is going to one convention, we changed our fiscal year starting July 1st. So if you pay, if you give us $10, you are, you paid up until June 30th of 2014. If you give us $30, you're paid up until June 30th of 2015. Okay? All right. That's all I just wanted to say.
I move that we adjourn.
Second.
Okay.
Can I have the mic so I can
say it? Yep. Hang on. Hang on.
End this properly.
All those in favor of adjourning? Aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? We are, okay, we will be having lunch in, I think it's, isn't lunch in this room? Okay, we will be having lunch at noon in this room. Everybody have, yes? And have your tickets, please. Thank you. I appreciate.
Yes.
Thank you.